What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. And guys, I hope you all are having a wonderful Thursday morning. Guys, today I'm gonna be doing another list for you guys today. So today's list, it's gonna be including my four New York Giants priorities for Joe Shane with mini camp wrapped up. So without further ado, let's get right into it. So listen up. With mini camp over with, this squad that the Giants have will now get a break, but there's plenty of work to do before training camp arrives. Joe Shane has already been incredibly busy in recent months, but now is not the time to slow down. Joe Shane has made some incredible moves in order to improve this roster this offseason. Despite that, there's still a long list of things to get done in this piece. Now, I'm going to be talking about four priorities in particular for Joe Shane to focus on. So here we go. Number one, my first priority that I feel like Joe Shane needs to focus on is to inquire about other teams' top wide receivers. And what I mean by that is, look at one of the biggest holes on the Giants, really, ever since they traded away Odell Beckham Jr., is the team's lack of a dominant number one wide receiver. While they'd had some solid pass catchers fill this role and do decently, it hasn't been enough to propel the Giants' offense to a top core in the league. However, this offseason, it seems as if the Giants could find their guy through the trade market. While nothing is guaranteed, Joe Shane should absolutely be picking up the phone in order to try and acquire a big-time wide receiver. Names like Davante Adams, Stephon Diggs, and others all very well could be traded for all those wide receivers. There's going to be some top-notch receivers that I can see being traded, to the start of the season. Alongside this, even if they don't trade for someone, DeAndre Hopkins is still available as a free agent. While his price tag may be too much to sign for the Giants, there's still a chance for Joe Shane to bring, the all-pro receiver in on a team-friendly deal. It won't be cheap, but if Joe Shane manages to bring in a genuine top talent at wide receiver, it could be enough to push the Giants into Super Bowl contention. They already made a good push into the playoffs last season, so adding someone like Davante Adams or Stephon Diggs alongside with the acquisitions Joe Shane has already made could just be enough. Number two, my second thing I would love Joe Shane to focus on is potentially restructuring the contract of Leonard Williams. If the Giants and Joe Shane wish to add a top talent at wide receiver through the trade market or free agency, they will need to free up some cap space. And I think the best way for the team to currently do that is by restructuring Leonard Williams' contract. Currently Leonard Williams has a cap hit of $32.2 million with 1 year left on his deal. Either the Giants opt to extend them or push the cap hit back into next season, Joe Shane might want to get this done if he wants to make improvements soon. The best likely idea would be to extend Williams. This guy is an important piece to the Giants defense, and losing him would hurt this team. It will hurt the team's already poor run defense. What Joe Shane decides to do all depends on how patient he wishes to be in the next couple of seasons. if he wishes for the Giants to make a jump into contention this season, then a restructured contract for Williams is likely. However, if he wants to let the team develop through the draft in smaller moves, then an extension will likely wait until the end of the season. It would be nice to see Joe Shane swing big this season. However, I totally understand if he wishes to be patient. The team is technically still rebuilding, and rushing this process could do more harm than good if things don't go as planned. Number three. Another thing I want Joe Shane to focus on is add some pass rushing depth. Now, this offseason, Joe Shane did an incredible job at adding several run stoppers in order to solve one of the defense's biggest problems. However, something he hasn't really addressed so far is the team's lack of pass rushing depth. While they have some great pass rushers in the form of Kayvon Thibodeau, Azeez Ojulari, and Dexter Lawrence, that's just about it. You know, aside from those three, the rest of the team's pass rushers are unproven young players. However, when taking a look at the current free agent market, you begin to notice that there are still some very solid pass rushers available. Guys like Yannick Ngakoue, Justin Houston, and Jadeveon Clowney are all still unsigned and would make a big difference for the Giants pass rushing core. You know, last season the Giants ranked 13th in sacks last season and eighth in total pressures. Considering that the team's best pass rushers were Kayvon Thibodeau, who was a rookie last season, and Dexter Lawrence, adding depth could push this defensive core, you know, into the top five in each of these stats. This core will only get better with age, but adding veterans to minimize wear and tear throughout the season will go a long way. Even if Joe Shane doesn't want to get a good amount of money in order to bring in the previously mentioned pass rushers, there are still plenty of options for the team to sign on a cheap deal. Regardless, this is something Joe Shane needs to prioritize before the season starts. And last but not least, yeah, I'm going back to it. Number four, find a solution to the Saquon Barkley situation. Okay, look it. Obviously, this is one of the biggest storylines in the NFL right now. You know, this is one of the biggest storylines the NFL has seen this offseason has been the potential Saquon Barkley extension, and either or not, the Giants will pay him big time money. Look it. While Joe Shane has been hesitant to offer Saquon Barkley, you know, a massive contract he wants, something needs to be done before the season starts. You know, look it. Not only would it simply not be right to refuse paying this guy long term, but he has also threatened to sit out the entire 2023 season until he's paid. However, in recent days, it seems like everything could be going back to normal. According to Ian Rappaport, the Giants reportedly offered Barkley a contract they originally rejected. I mean, if you're going to ask me, is this the solution to the contract saga? Who knows? However, this is the best news I've heard, or I think this is the best news all of us Giants have been hearing so far about Saquon Barkley potentially returning long term. Despite this, if things go south again, Joe Shane must have a plan for what to do if they can't reach an agreement with the two-time Pro Bowler. You know, if Barkley sits out going into next season with a running back core of Matt Breida, Eric Gray, and Gary Brightwell, that wouldn't be ideal. However, Joe Shane knows this and will likely do anything he can to keep Saquon around for the foreseeable future. So, yeah, that's my last priority for Joe Shane. And yeah, guys, those are all my four priorities for Joe Shane. That I want to see Joe Shane fix for the Giants, you know, since minicamp is over, you know. So yeah, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed my list. Let me know how you guys feel about my list, and I'll get right back at you guys. But until then, guys, I'm out. Peace.